Good morning, London. This is Eric Olander in San Francisco with a package on national service in America. And the suggested lead comes to you as follows. During last year's American presidential campaign, candidate Bill Clinton frequently talked about the idea of getting young people from across the country involved in the rebuilding of America. Correspondent Eric Olander reports on President Clinton's national service program. And the story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. American society is coming apart at the seams. Racial tensions split Americans along color lines. Economic segregation separates the inner city from the suburbs. And walk through any urban center in this country, and you will see the sad personification of a recession American style: homelessness. But in contrast, try and picture this. Hundreds of thousands of young Americans from different races, ethnicities, and economic backgrounds all coming together to work in the community as police officers, with the elderly as teachers. In exchange for receiving money for school and training, young people would be given the chance to change the course of American society. This is the vision of President Bill Clinton and the director of his National Service Office, Eli Siegel. Siegel says Americans have no one else to blame but themselves for the problems that plague this country. But he adds, with the support of the federal government, young people today have an opportunity to correct the mistakes of the past.
If our nation includes children who are needlessly sick, adults who can't read, or elderly people who can't walk safely in our streets, these are our neighbors and our neighborhoods, and we alone can make things right. You're old enough, smart enough, and strong enough to make them happen.
In an editorial in the New York Times, the president outlined his plan for a national service program. The basic idea of the project is to encourage recent high school and college graduates to work in the community in exchange for the government helping them pay for educational loans or training. Clinton says young people would serve in schools or in medical clinics and even in police forces across the nation. Initially, the program will start very small, with only about 1,000 people this summer. But by 1997, the president says he wants to see 100,000 people working for a national service program that has a budget of $4.7 billion. The administration says they want this program to be different from service-oriented projects of the past, such as the Peace Corps. Firstly, Clinton says national service should be decentralized, drawing on the expertise of local communities and agencies, not a large federal bureaucracy. Secondly, young people will be involved in almost every single aspect of this program, from its creation to its implementation. Once again, Eli Siegel.
The success of the National Service Program obviously requires the bold initiative of the President of the United States, but the passage of the legislation, and perhaps more important than the passage of the legislation, its implementation requires your enthusiasm, your courage, and your support.
Even before Clinton's plan has been submitted to Congress, service groups are already established across the country. In Boston, a group called City Year has young people working in the public school system. At many of America's universities, students volunteer in a number of fields, including law, social welfare, and medicine. John Noonan is the executive director of the San Francisco Urban Service Project, an urban Peace Corps of sorts that will be launched this fall and will have recent college graduates working with the elderly, the homeless, and people suffering from AIDS. Even though Noonan's project hasn't even started yet, he has received an impressive amount of local, even national media attention. Evidence, he says, of the growing demand for community service programs.
People are beginning to realize that that the country was coming apart, and now we really need to do all we can to build a greater sense of community among Americans, and that's why I think that national service will be so successful. People they want a program like this. They're longing for a program like this that will give people the opportunity to come together and work with one another to solve problems that affect all citizens of this country.
Everyone admits that problems will arise, and it will take a few years before the operation is running smoothly. But if the concept of national service is to find a niche in American culture, other sectors in society also have to commit resources. Executive Director of Youth Service America and an advisor to the Clinton administration, Roger Landrum.
We shouldn't, you and I and everybody else, should not just look to President Clinton and the federal government to give us national service. it's, to me, it's essential that all the institutions in this country get behind this, not only rhetorically, but financially. If the federal government is putting in $7.4 billion, that does not mean that foundations and corporate